Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
Arcade. All right, over on this one, Ralph. 88 Arcade, W2PUT. Hi, Dan. Yeah, I'm over here. How are you? Oh, not bad. I thought you were on 515, so I answered you over there. It's like, oh, I got the initial ID. It's like, he must have been on 523. Just hopped on 23 North here a moment ago. For Metro Airport. Pick up my son and his girlfriend. They got a morning flight in from Connecticut. She lives in Indy. And he took her out to visit her parents, Matt, and meet her parents and whatnot. So they're just on their way back. So I think this flight lands roughly 7:30-ish. Okay, so have you met her parents? No, they live in Connecticut. And, you know, it's kind of where she grew up. Yeah, wife has taken her, a couple of different places in the country. Like I said, she's in Indianapolis right now. But we haven't met them yet. Yeah, and the missus piped up. And they met in Wisconsin. A couple of years ago, we went out to Wisconsin for Colossal Con. You know, one of the, comic and animation things, and they met there, and they, formed a friendship, and kind of lasted, which is really cool.
Okay. Now, this is your son who's the bass player, is that correct?
Oh, no, he's long since married, and has two kids, and actually him and his wife have a third one on the way, which is Well, they'll be the first one of the kids to have three. Probably the only ones, at least at this point, pick up three. But no, this is our youngest, Adam.
Okay, good. Real good. Moving right along. Well, we just have one grandkid. She lives in town with her parents, and that's, she's two. And, you know, she's doing what little kids do. Eating, growing, learning new stuff. And, that's good. We usually see her on Friday afternoons, and we watch her on Tuesdays all day. So, that's where we are. Me, I'm headed for the gym. I'm going to work out, go home, shower there, change clothes into my tux. And I have a rehearsal in Saline at 11:45, so somewhere in there I might go through a warm-up on my clarinet. And, for me, this has been a tough month. Two clarinetists that I played with a fair amount passed away. The woman who sits next to me in the Dexter Orchestra, her husband passed away. And our the accordion player that got me into ethnic music passed away a week ago tomorrow. So it's not been good. But I was going somewhere yesterday and stopped at a coffee shop for a cup of coffee, and there's a gray-haired woman standing behind me. I should talk, hey? And she says, "Are you Ralph?" And I looked at her, and I just nothing registered. And I said, "Who are you?" I said, "Yes, I am." And she identified herself. And I played in a pit orchestra with her 50 years ago. And she, all of a sudden, she morphed into Judy Shirley, which was pretty amazing.
Well, that sounds like a cool experience running into somebody like that. But that sounds like September was a tough month for you there. Well, and you know, for a bunch of people. Sometimes things go kind of in spurts there. It's you know, sorry to hear about your friends and acquaintances. You know, even if it's not somebody you see, you know, you saw every day, or you know, it still was. You know, sometimes both sobering and saddening when you know, someone that you know passes away. Yeah, just coming up on the 94 interchange here. Yeah, the odds of me running into somebody that I knew from many years ago out here in Michigan are, I would say, slim to none. As I left my local area hometown many years ago now.
Yeah, well, it's sort of shocking to me that I've lived in the same city for as long as I have. I came here to go to school 55 years ago and never managed to leave. Between music, radio, jobs, other things. I know a boatload of people. And extended family. So, at my age, the odds are good, and I was averaging 1 to 2 funerals a month, and I had 3 months with none of them, and they all bunched up. Not a good thing. Well, I am under the Y. I hope I'm making it in. I'm going to... The Y is built on stilts, and there's a parking lot underneath it, and I'm going to go in and see if my cohorts in crime are on the track. So, hope you have a nice visit with your son and his girlfriend, and safe travels, AA8RK, Ann Arbor.
Okay, Ralph, hey, have fun at the Y, and I'll catch up with you a little bit later. AA8RK, W2P, UT Mobile.
ZSK Mobile. Still there?
Hey, good morning, Keith. WTP UT Mobile.
And there you were. It sounded like you were signing off for AA8RK. Yeah, great guy. Just turning out of the subdivision and going over to the left Texas this morning. What are you up to?
I'm heading off to a Detroit Metro Airport to pick up my son and his girlfriend. They're coming in. I spent the week out in Connecticut visiting her parents. So their flight lands at roughly 7:30-ish. So the missus and I are going over to pick them up and see if they want to go out to breakfast. Just going through the dip here on 94 by Ford Lake.
I'm in the RF Badlands of Ford Road, but so far looks like the sun's coming up real soon here. Things are looking good. Connecticut's interesting. I've got a cousin slash nephew with a brewery, a hollow powder brewery, I think. And switching to, I guess maybe not switching, but he's adding coffee. So he's local brewed beer, now going to local brewed coffee. His business. I guess he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, Connecticut's an interesting place. I've been there a couple of times. I think I've been there 3 times in my life. Out there once with my brother when he was looking at school, and my wife's uncle lived in Connecticut, and we went out there to visit him once, sometime in the, I think it was early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I don't know, it's been a long time. He passed away a couple, 2, 3 years ago, but yeah, she's originally from that area. She lives in Indy now. They met a couple years ago at Rocklecon out in the Wisconsin Dells. So actually, we got to meet her then, too. The only time we've ever been to something like that was happened to be the one that they met at, and they stayed in touch, and it worked out well for them. But, yeah, a little bit of, flutter and noise on you, but all in all, not doing too bad. All things considered, for 523, the view from the roof, most of it is looking into the side of the valley there, so sometimes it doesn't cover so well outside Ann Arbor.
Well, let me know. Just making the turn here to get on 275. That'll give me a little bit of elevation, but it is nice to see the young people hook up with somebody they care about and spend time with. My oldest daughter, she's got a boyfriend. She's living in Chicago as a new doctor doing her residency, and they seem happy. And my youngest is married for, I don't know, maybe 14 months now, and she married an attorney, and she seems happy. She's working for the Girl Scouts. locally, I think, Ann Arbor.
Our kids are doing pretty well. You know, he's our youngest. The other three are all married and actually settled in town in Milan. And they each have two, so we got six grandchildren now, and one of them has a third one on the way. It was kind of nice that they all settled in town. It wouldn't surprise me if Adam moves out to Indy if they decide to go further. Yeah, she's got a decent job out there, and it would make sense for him to go there. But you know, I suppose it would make sense for her to come here too. So who knows? As long as you're happy, that's really all that matters, right?
That's all that matters. My youngest sister, she had a breakup with her husband. It was kind of nasty and kids in the middle, and my mom was engaged in it, asking me if we could take the kids, and I said yes. And then when my brother-in-law found out, he went ballistic. Yeah, so an unhappy relationship is definitely too emotionally charged. I don't like that. I like the emotionally charged on the positive side. You know, the kind that comes with holding hands and hugs.
Oh, yeah, it's tough with situations like that. I mean, we know people who have gone through some pretty bad divorces, but I think our kids have done well. I think they'll all stick together in the long term. They seem pretty compatible with their mates. Of course, we love having the grandkids too. To a degree, it gives one a reduced sense of purpose in life. Is after the kids are grown up and moved out, you're used to being a parent, and suddenly you don't really have that anymore.
Good morning, 0800 hours, fog, 44 degrees.
AAHRK Mobile.
Good morning, 0900 hours, fog, 46 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 58 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 61 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees.
WB0BCF Whiskey.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees.